going to work.
I do too.
Yeah.
This is an interview with Fritz Eichenberg in Peacedale, Rhode Island. And the date is May 14th, 1979. We've already interviewed you about your earlier career in Europe and your involvement in the WPA in New York. And perhaps we can pick up your story after the WPA days. For one thing, I know you began teaching at the New School for Social Research in New York in the mid-30s, continued into the mid-40s. Mm-hmm. Could you comment a bit about that and perhaps some other aspects of your career as it began developing in America in the late 30s?
Well, my work at the time was made very difficult because of the Depression. And I had a family, small one, to take care of. And I had to find some kind of employment, which was almost impossible because I was a stranger in this country. And when the WPA disappeared or evaporated, which was on 1940, I would think, yeah?
Mm-hmm. About that.
By that time, I had made contact with Alvin Johnson, who was then my kind of a patron saint, the head of the New School and the University in Exile, and he was very much interested in me and tried to put things in my way, like my connection with the Nation at the time, for which I did cartoons for about a year and a half, which was a great chance for me, but I wasn't too well informed about what was going on in this country. I concentrated on international issues more.
More than domestic.
Domestic ones. Mm-hmm. And then my teaching experience was really based on my 3-4 years at the New School. I gave lectures on subjects which interested me, for instance, the history of the cartoon, the history of satirical caricatures and so on, which still interest me as much as they did at the time. And that led me into all kinds of other things, which then became incorporated, I would say, in my work with publishers. By that time, George Macy of the Limited Editions Club commissioned me to do Crime and Punishment. That was my first major book.
Was this the first of your Russian books?
First of the Russian novelists, yeah. I had done this as a student before in Leipzig. But this was, to me, a kind of a acid test whether I had grown up enough to handle it adequately so that Dostoevsky would have approved of it.
Good dumb. Was this his choice, Crime and Punishment, or yours?
Yeah, it was his choice.
But you felt you were quite interested in the Russian novel.
Yeah, because all the problems that I had seen and lived through were somewhat the same problems that the Russian novelists were treating with.
For example?
The starved student, Raskolnikov, who takes the law into his own hands and commits a murder. Feels himself like a little Napoleon, fighting an issue which was much too big for him and paying a very heavy price for it, being sent into exile. But in the end, there was a redemption always, and this is what attracted me very greatly to the Russian novelists. It's not an unrelieved account of human suffering. It's always, in the end, an effort to show that through suffering one becomes purified in a way, and that redemption in the end is the hope for which you're praying, or for which you're working. And I think I have not lost this kind of an attitude or this kind of an interest in, let's say, heavy psychological literature. The more difficult it is psychologically, the more I'm interested in it.